change the starting.
Ken, he's really attacking this turn. Look, he just pitched the car hard into the turn.
Lauda seeking his fifth Formula One victory. There is Brambilla, and he's moved up two positions from sixth into fourth position here in the early going. Into the main straightaway comes Ronnie Peterson, the black automobile 1973 U.S. Grand Prix champion. He's in seventh place. Tailing him is Jody Scheckter of South Africa, the blue car with white piping. And in turn one, Tony Bryce has crashed. There's Bryce's car.
That's a very dangerous place right on the outside of that turn there. He was in a collision with Brian Henton, but Henton seems to be okay.
Back up in turn six, DePaulier has crashed, and with him, the white problem car of Carlos Facci have both come to rest up against the fence. There they are, both in trouble. Meanwhile, in the pit, there's a crestfallen American bystander.
Mario, what happened?
Well, suspension pickup broke on the rear, and, obviously, we're out. Just something that pulled out of the block, and too bad the car was really working beautifully.
It is too bad. All in all, it was kind of a disappointing year. I imagine that your hopes are now centered on the future and next season.
Well, that's the only thing we can do, and this car has been just a nightmare the whole season. I think our builder more or less underestimated a lot of stresses, and I've been paying for it very dearly every event, so we're going to start with a clean sheet of paper and go racing.
And Mario told me he would start with Carnelly Jones' team next year. Now watch that move. That's Wilson Fittipaldi giving ground to his brother Emerson Fittipaldi, as well as the leader Carlos Patti. As they came down the main straightaway, he waved them by, Sam Posey.
Yeah, that's a very sporting gesture, Ken. Of course, I'd expect him to wave his brother by, but maybe not Niki Lauda.
They're battling for second position in the World Championship standings. And here's a car pulling in right now. That is Jaurier. Looks like suspension problems on the UOP Shadow. He's out of the race. Jaurier, who has been running in third position. But there's a major development right here on the speedway. Here is Lauda leading, and look who's behind him. That's his teammate, Lagazzoni, and he is blocking Emerson Fittipaldi. Notice Fittipaldi's waving. He's furious, frantic all around the speedway, trying to move by Lagazzoni. Now, Lagazzoni is running one lap down. There's number 24. What a job he has done. James Hunt has come from 15th position up to third in this new low-profile Hesketh automobile. But the story right now involves this car, Lauda, the world champion, pulling away while his teammate is playing dodge-em with Emerson Fittipaldi. He won't let him by. There are blue flags all over the track. Pullover flag for Lagazzoni, and he is not taking witness to them and allowing this car, the lead automobile, to pull away by almost a second a lap, Sam Posey.
Team tactics, Ken. You don't often see them employed by like this, but Lagazzoni lost time earlier in the race and actually isn't in contention himself, so now he's doing a little blocking for his teammate.
Here comes that leader, and he's still picking up time every lap. The word is now the officials are going to bring in the team car of Lagazzoni. They're not going to disqualify him. The word is he's only going to be brought in for consultation. Now, the consultation flag is a black flag. The advantage now is almost a full 13 seconds as car number 12, Niki Lauda, going for his first victory at the U.S. Grand Prix. Give Ferrari their first victory in 16 years continues the back day around this tight 12-turn course. Lagazzoni, failing to obey those blue markers, is black flag. He's ready to come on pit road. And we notice the team manager from Ferrari is moving out there with the race director, Bertie Martin. There could be some fireworks here. Look at this advantage. Here comes the car in. And look at the pushing going on pit road as the official walks up to tell Lagazzoni. And there's a dispute getting a little more heated all the time going on between Montezemolo, who is the team manager for Ferrari, and Bertie Martin. It goes on. Now they're pulling away the team manager of Ferrari. They only brought him in for consultation. Tempers flaring here in the United States Grand Prix. Lagazzoni is back underway. He's lost valuable time as the officials brought him out of pit road, and there the debate continues. The Italian team manager, perhaps his sense of fashion is as appalled by Bertie Martin's jacket as it is by the decision here, Sam Posey.
It's pretty terrible, isn't it? But here's Emerson Fittipaldi in trouble now because he's 13 seconds back. That's how much the blocking cost him.
Here are the standings. Lauda is first, Fittipaldi second, Hunt is third, and Joachim Mass of Austria is fourth in the United States Grand Prix. Well, here at the United States Grand Prix in Watkins Glen, New York, the race is stabilized with Niki Lauda leading over Emerson Fittipaldi in second by 11 seconds. But the real confrontation is right here for third. That's number 24. The whole new look of the Lord Hesketh car being driven by James Hunt of England. And challenging him is Jochen Mass of Austria, directly behind him in that black automobile, his super Swede, Ronnie Peterson in the Team Lotus car. And those three are running within 2 seconds of each other, battling for the third position. And back in sixth, on the right of your screen now, Jody Scheckter in the Elf Terrell. He's had trouble all day. He's been able to keep up, but not pass. I think it's possible that his engine is down on power and down the long straight deep. Ah, from the helicopter shot, Hans Schuck, my teammate this summer on the BMW team, has passed Vittorio Brambilla. Brambilla there is on the orange car on the left, and Hans Schuck is in the white car on the right. Hans has been moving up steadily in the race. He was as far back as 15th. He's driving absolutely brilliantly. He is now running in seventh position. Meanwhile, look at this scramble. Fighting for third. That is James Hunt of England, number 24, and right behind him, the Lotus of Ronnie Peterson, the Swedish driver. Here they are, gearing down for turn number one, and they're nose to tail in this confrontation for the third position. A beautiful race between James Hunt, who was runner-up in the U.S. Grand Prix 1 year ago, and Ronnie Peterson, the 1973 United States Grand Prix champion.
Ken, if Ronnie Peterson could just get a couple of car lengths closer at this point on the track to James Hunt, he could slipstream him on the straightaway and pass it.
Been a marvelous part of the race, this battle between Peterson, the black car, and the white Hesketh car, driven by James Hunt. Here's number 12, the Ferrari, with that unique and radical transversal-mounted gearbox. And there's number one, that's Emerson Fittipaldi, who is now cutting into Niki Lauda's lead in the number 12 Ferrari. It's down to 9 seconds.
And here's Ronnie Peterson. He's closer than ever to James Hunt. He's really pressing the attack as they go into the final turn.
A marvelous dive for fourth position. The white automobile of Lord Hesketh, number 24, fourth. There's Peterson in fifth. And there's been an incident down in the chicane that Brett Lunger extricated himself from his Hesketh automobile.
I really feel sorry for Brett. Oh, here's Ronnie Peterson. He's just put the pass on James Hunt in the other Hesketh. There's Hunt in the white car. And then on the left of your screen, Jody Scheckter now in sixth.
With 50 laps complete, 9 laps to go, Scheckter sixth. James Hunt is fifth. Ronnie Peterson is fourth. Jochen Mass runs in third. Emerson Fittipaldi is in second with his car number one. And he is turning some amazing laps up here. That was number two, Mass, running in the third position. Leader is the Ferrari of Niki Lauda. Ferrari has never won in his 16 previous runs the United States Grand Prix. He could make it all up today. And again, no driver who has won the world championship has ever won the U.S. Grand Prix in the same year. Look at Fittipaldi. He is turning some amazing laps as he's trying to cut that lead that is held by Niki Lauda.
He's driving the wheels off it, Ken. Look, he just clobbered those curbing, slid on the way out. Look at him jerk. His whole body is jerking in the car as he makes the upshift. I guess he hasn't given up.
One of the unwritten stories of the 1975 U.S. Grand Prix. Look at this battle with James Hunt running in fifth, Scheckter in sixth, right behind him. That battle continuing. Yesterday afternoon, Fittipaldi in sixth by a constructor's transfer fee of some $60,000 per driver's contract. And the drivers met for over an hour and a half, finally, with Bernie Ecclestone of the Constructors Association, the people that built these cars, and they got it ironed out that there was, indeed, no transfer fee, shades of some of the problems of the National Football League these days, and the drivers voted to race this event. But it was a long moment, about 5 o'clock on the day prior to the U.S. Grand Prix. Here's the leader. It's car number 12, Niki Lauda, who very much wanted to make this race because he's really had the wraps on. They've had him under bridle in the last 3 or 4 events to give Ferrari a world championship. Last year, he lost the world title in this very final race, the U.S. Grand Prix.
Yeah, you know, Ken, when you're battling for the world championship, which is something that's exceedingly important to Ferrari, sometimes you have to hold back a little, take a second or third place. But today, they've let him go all out, and he has built this lead over his rival, Emerson Fittipaldi.
This is about 9 seconds
here on the road.
About 9.5 seconds now. The leader, Niki Lauda, over Emerson Fittipaldi. Two world champions dueling in the United States Grand Prix. Emerson Fittipaldi, the pride of Brazil, twice the world champion, defending champion, going into the 1975 season, and has been pushed out of it by this man right here. But if Fittipaldi can keep it all gathered up to the completion of the race, he will finish second in the world standings.
But whoever remembers second, Stan Posen.
That's right, because this man here has won the world championship, and in a moment, he's winning the race. This is the last lap, and there's the checkered flag, Kent.
The winner of the United States Grand Prix is car number 12, Team Ferrari, Niki Lauda of Austria, 26 years old, has won America's most prestigious international classic.
Ken, this is the most wonderful moment in all sports. I've won some races and even won at Watkins Glen, and to be able to slow the car like this, relax, calm inside, feeling warm, raise your hand and salute to the crowd. You feel almost an electric tension between you and the crowd. They're responding, they're waving to you, you wave back. It's one of the most incredible moments.
Emerson Fittipaldi gets second. Here's Joachim Mass and Teddy Mayer's Texaco McLaren car racing for third position. The battle for fourth. James Hunt of the white car is in fourth. Then comes Peterson, who's fallen back to fifth. Jody Scheckter is in sixth. And that's the way they'll come across the line. In third, car number two, Joachim Mass of Austria. Then comes James Hunt for the fourth position. Fifth in the race is Peterson. And sixth is South Africa's Jody Scheckter. Niki Lauda, earlier this year, won three in a row with Monte Carlo, Belgium, Sweden. Then he added France. And now he's climbing out, having won his fifth United States Grand Prix. And here's Jane Chastain with him in victory lane.
Niki, you started in front and you finished in front. Was it as perfect as it looked?
Well, in the beginning, Fittipaldi gave me some troubles, but after I could get rid of him and could increase the lead, and the car was running beautiful all the way through the race.
Now, you mentioned Fittipaldi. Your teammate, Clay Regazzoni, was black flagged with an incident accused of blocking for you. What happened there? You were there.
I don't know, because I passed Clay and I had no troubles getting by him, and then I don't know what happened.
It seemed like a perfect day for you. Was there any time that you felt that you were in trouble at all?
No, the car was running from the beginning to the end beautiful.
And how about the track?
The track was good. I had no troubles at all the way through the race.
Niki Lauda, the first time that the winner of the World Championship has won the United States Grand Prix. And the first time for Ferrari. A big win for Niki Lauda, the world champion, and now the winner of the U.S. Grand Prix.
After 17 years of trying, the mark of the prancing stallion of Modena, Italy, the blood-red Team Ferrari stands in victory lane here in the final event of the World Series of Motorsports. A very meaningful moment for any driver, right, Sam Posey?
Exactly, Ken. It's worth $50,000 to Team Ferrari. Niki Lauda will probably take home about half of that, $25,000. But at this moment, I'm sure the money isn't on his mind. It's the satisfaction of having won the race.
The average speed for the winner, 116.10 miles per hour. He defeated Emerson Fittipaldi by about 5 seconds. Lauda of Austria, victorious. Emerson Fittipaldi of Brazil, second. Joachim Mass of Germany, third. James Hunt of England, fourth. And Ronnie Peterson, fifth. The victor, Niki Lauda. The next performance by Formula One competition in America, the Long Beach, California Grand Prix in March of 1976. And you'll see it on CBS.
The most successful selling cold medicine in the world is this little capsule. It contains.